Granny, then. I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Johnham Downstore. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, plans are going full speed ahead for the big premiere of Lum and Abner's motion picture, which is to be held in the schoolhouse next Friday night. Preparations for the big event have been overshadowed, or have even overshadowed, the $10,000 gift Diogenes left to Pine Ridge in retribution for his counterfeiting activities there. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jot'em Down store and library. Lum is standing up with some kind of a document in his hand. Listen.
Now, listen to this, Abner. See how this sounds.
All right. Go ahead. But I still don't see why you have to make a speech at the premiere, Lum. The folks are coming to see the picture, not to hear you give a long talk.
Do this because the folks will want to hear from the star of the picture. I'm being forced into this by public demand.
Forced into it? Who's forcing you?
Well, all my picture fans and admirers. If we want this picture to be a success, I better not disappoint them.
Well, exactly who are all these fans and admirers?
Oh, different people. Now, listen to this, Abner. Ladies and gentlemen.
Just name one of your admirers.
Abner, how can I concentrate on this speech if you keep interrupting me? Now, hush up a minute.
Huh.
Ladies and gentlemen, and fellow citizens of Pine Ridge, and all my loyal admirers.
I still like to know who they are.
On this momentous and spacious occasion.
Precious.
Yeah, that don't sound quite right, does it?
No.
Well, I know I've heard Squire Skimp say something like that in a speech. At least that's what it sounded like.
Well, naturally, anything Squire has something to do with would be spacious.
Yeah, maybe I better cut that out.
Yeah, I believe I would.
On this momentous occasion, I wish to take this opportunity to... Pardon me there, you are, sir. Take this opportunity to tell you... Pardon me there, yeah, madam. To tell you how...
Just a minute, Lum. What's all them there pardon me's in there for?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. That's where I have to stop and give out autographs to people.
Oh, I thought Mousy weren't able to hire nobody to come up and ask for your autograph.
I don't need to hire nobody to ask for my autographs. There'll be plenty that wants it. Don't you worry about that.
Well, I don't know who it'll be. Little Pearl might, but she's going to be so busy getting my autograph, I don't believe she'll have time.
I ain't worried about that. Now, just listen to my talk. Take this opportunity to tell you how I made such an uncommon success out of myself.
Well, you ain't going to give that speech again, are you? Everybody in town's heard that 1,000 or 100 times.
Well, the out-of-town folks ain't heard it. And besides, I've made some changes in it. Sort of give it the Hollywood angle. Sort of like making over old dress, take some out here and put some in there. It's the same speech, but changed it up. I concentrate on how I got to be a moving picture star.
Well, I know I ain't going to listen to it.
Well, you won't even recognize it this time, Abner. Now, listen. My good and faithful harbingers...
Harbingers?
Yeah, I got that from Diogenes.
Oh,
don't know exactly what it means, but it sounds impressive. I know you will be all inspired to know that I am a
self-made man that has raised himself by his own bootstraps.
Abner, cut that out. Who's making that speech, you or me?
Well, I could do it just as well as you. I know it by heart.
No, you don't. Only that little bitty part there.
I know the next part, too, about how you walk barefooted through the snow going to school and how you had to split rails and cut logs when you were only 6 years old and
5 year old,
in order to build a log cabin you later born in.
Well, that part is something the same. Not exactly, though. But from there on, it's all different. Just listen to this. At an early age, I showed great promise of becoming a favorite moving picture actor in later life, which I have now become.
Well.
That's different.
Yes, it is.
When I was just a handsome lad of 8 years, I appeared on the stage with a New York company in Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Uh-huh. Well, I never knowed you was in that show, Lum.
It shows you right there. You don't know everything about me.
Well, why didn't you ever tell me about this before?
Oh, I don't know. I ain't the one to go around bragging about my past, casting compliments right in my own face.
Yeah, well, what part did you play in Uncle Tom's Cabin? Uncle Tom or Little Evie?
Well, to be honest, Abner, I never exactly had a regular part in it.
You mean you just in it once in a while?
Well, no, you see, I weren't really in the play at all.
You weren't? My doggies, Mom, you can't say that in your speech, and if you went to New York to play in Uncle Tom's Cabin, that'd be telling a story.
I never said that.
You did, Doc.
I never know such a thing. I said I appeared on the stage with a New York company.
Yes, sir.
And I did. This bunch of actors had come out to the town I was living in then, and it said right there on the handbills that they was from New York.
Oh, well, what about
that? I'm coming to that.
Huh?
There was such a big crowd that went to see the play that night that they had to put chairs up on the stage, and that's where I had to sit. So, you see, I appeared on the stage with them.
You mean you just sat there and watched?
Yeah. Of course, I know if any of them actors would have fell down and broke a leg or something, I could have jumped right here and done the part for them.
Well, just sitting there watching ain't nothing. I could have did that. Even Cedric could have. You better leave that part out, Long.
Abner, I'm making this speech, not you. Now, just leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
After this first triumph in the theater, I then took up enough elocution, and in a few short weeks...
Mom, I believe that's all right. Telephone.
How can I ever memorize my talk if everybody keeps interrupting me?
Play it wrong.
Hello, John, I'm down store and library. Tyrone Edwards talking.
Tyrone?
Oh, hello, Edry.
Now, where did he get that name?
You understand what?
Tyrone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's going to be Friday night. Big lights out in front and all that sort of thing.
Such a to-do. Such
yeah, tickets are selling like hotcakes. Huh?
Oh, exactly.
Of course it's going to be at the schoolhouse. Well, no, Edry, I never, but I figured it'd be all right with you if we held a premiere at the schoolhouse. Yeah, I know that, but... Well, Ezra's sister Simpson's already started on the decorations first.
Oh, I've been working 2 days.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, what condition is that? Well, I'll have to think it over, Ezra. I tell you, I'll call you back on it. Yeah, all right, Ezra. Goodbye. Swan to goodness.
What's the matter, Long?
Why, that Ezra Seastrom thinks just because he's president of the school board that you have to get permission from him before you can use the schoolhouse for anything. Narrow-minded.
Well, now, Long, he's right. We ought to ask him first, come to think about it. I recollect when you was president of the school board, you always made everybody ask you if they could use the schoolhouse.
Well, yeah, but that was different. Besides, you ain't heard the worst of this.
Uh-huh.
He said we could use the schoolhouse to show our picture on one condition.
One condition?
Yeah, if we let him make a speech.
Oh, well, let him make a speech. We don't care. Our war is it over. Wonderful world. Well,
just a minute, though, Abner. You don't realize what you're saying.
Huh?
One speech from Ezra would ruin the whole premiere. That's what it'd do.
Ruin it?
Why, sure. There's the dullest, long-windedest, one-out-loud talker I ever sat under.
Oh?
The folks are coming here to see a moving picture, not to hear him shoot off his mouth. He gets up there and says the same identical things every time he makes a speech. The same identical things.
Well, now, Lom, so do you.
Listen, Abner, has he got anything interesting to tell, like being in Uncle Tom's Cabin when he was just a young'un? No, of course
not. Well, neither have you.
Well, we ain't going to let him get away with this. Not me. Let him have his old schoolhouse. See if we care.
You mean we ain't going to hold a premiere after all?
I mean we ain't going to hold it there. We'll have it at the lodge hall instead. That's where we'll have it.
The lodge hall? Will that be big enough?
We'll manage somehow. I know the folks would rather crowd in there and stand up than go to the schoolhouse and listen to Ezra. We'll show that smart aleck.
Yeah, well, can we get the lodge hall all right?
Oh, sure. Caleb Weehunt's head of the lodge now, and he'll want to have it there along with Cedric's in the picture of his own boy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, his pa'll let him do that.
And Grandpa's some kind of an officer, too. He'll help out.
Yeah, he'll do all he can. But say, how about that decorating that Sister Simpson's doing over at the schoolhouse?
Granny, that's right, ain't we got to stop that?
Oh, yeah.
I'll ring her up right now.
Yeah, you better, Lonnie. I better get her stopped. She's working over there. Wait a minute, doggies. There's Mousy out there in front. I'll run out and tell him to get some paint and change all them posters we put up too long.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Tell him to make them all read to the lodge hall, instead of the schoolhouse. Hello, is Sister Simpson around there? Well, no, don't bother to call her. You can just give her the message. Tell her that Lum Edwards called and he wants her to tear down all the decorations that's up so far. That's just what I said, tear them down. Well, it ain't going to be held at the schoolhouse. No, no. At the lodge hall. Yes. Well, so tell her to take the decorations over to the lodge hall and start decorating that right away. Yeah, that's right. Oh, just changed her mind is all.
Well, all right, tell her right away now. All right, much obliged.
Goodbye.
Did you catch Mousy all right, Adam?
Yeah, I got him. He said he'd start changing the posters right away.
Well, good. We'll show that Azzy Seastrunk a thing or two.
Yeah, say, Lom, we ought to get them tickets changed, too, you know what? Wait a minute, here comes Grandpappy Spears.
Oh, Grandpappy?
Yeah.
Maybe we can get him to go to the lodge hall and start sweeping it out. I believe that's part of his regular duties over there anyway.
Well, he won't admit to it, but yeah, he tries to make out like he's some big part and officer. Find out here he comes.
Hey, howdy,
Grandpap. Come on in.
How you feeling today, Grandpap?
Oh, just tolerably, Tom. Just only tolerably. Say, what's this I hear about you fellas running some magic lantern slides over at the schoolhouse Friday night?
Slides?
Them ain't slides, Grandpap. That's a real, genuine, full-length moving picture we're showing. It's called Bashful Bachelor. It's a comedy.
It's a talking picture, too.
Yes, sir. And in the second place, Grandpap, it ain't going to be at the schoolhouse. It's going to be at the lodge hall.
Yes, sir.
Lodge hall?
Yeah.
Well, nobody said nothing about it at the meeting last night. Them things have to be took up by the head of the lodge.
Well, we ain't worried about that.
Maybe it's just overlooked on account we had so much other business to take up. I see you fellas ought to been there.
Well, what'd you do?
Well, we held an election of officers. You already heard that speech Ezra Seastrunk made.
Ezra?
Yep. Yeah, we elected him head of the lodge last night. Wonderful speaker, that is, eh?